I'd now like to bring on Matt Binder.
Oh, he sounds relevant, but I think I need to refresh my memory.
Literally, just maybe 100 or so years ago, 100 and such a few years ago, that women were still viewed as chattel.
Yeah, Matt Binder's a fucking idiot, so I'm not at all surprised that MSNBC will have him on to talk.
Of Majority Report and Arin Karman of MSNBC.
Hey, Nelly.
Hi.
I can't help but notice how fucking young all these people are. I don't trust their opinions on anything, because when I was their age, I didn't know shit. And I've got no reason to think they do either, since one of them is a confirmed moron.
Matt, I'll start with you.
Best foot forward.
Have you noticed any patterns as far as rhetoric or demographics? Is there such a thing as sort of an average Gamergate supporter?
Well, I mean, what I think we're seeing here with Gamergate is the average Gamergate supporter is basically, you know, like it's a gamer, someone who identifies simply as that.
So the answer is no then, Matt, because a gaming enthusiast, or gamer, as they call themselves, can come from any walk of life, any race, any creed, any gender, or any sexuality.
And that's one of the smartest things that these people who've basically come in and taken control of Gamergate...
What? What, you fucking idiot? Who is in control of Gamergate? You idiots asked for a leader, and everyone stood up and said, I am Spartacus, you fucknuts. But go on, tell me about the leader of Gamergate, Matt.
Has done. Adam Baldwin, who we all know from movies like Independence Day and shows like Firefly.
Yeah, he's a great guy and a great actor, and he's pro-Gamergate. So what's your problem with him exactly?
But most recently, as a Breitbart writer, he's basically coined the term Gamergate.
Yeah, because what we're looking at is basically a modern-day Watergate.
And by doing that, he's basically made it impossible for the average gamer who's unaware of what's really going on.
That's actually true. A lot of gamers aren't aware that academic Marxist feminists looked at the term gamer and thought, well, that's just straight white men, and then decided they needed to end that term. And this resulted in the gaming press printing 10 articles in a day declaring that the term gamer was over. And people were no longer allowed to be game enthusiasts. Because it honestly seems that the video game press is composed entirely of cretins.
Who's uninformed or misinformed.
Don't be afraid to take credit for the misinformation your side's spreading, Matt.
To disassociate from Gamergate because they see the term gamer. They identify so much as gamer. And they think there's just no possible way this can be a bad thing.
Hmm.
That's true. No one thought that a bunch of radical, crazy feminists were going to take umbrage with the term gamer, and that the gaming press would goose-step along with it. But this has happened, and now you're here telling us that the term gamer is a bad thing because a bunch of radical Marxist feminists don't like it.
Now, one of the chief criticisms that Gamergate's had is with how it's been covered in the media.
Jesus Christ! Did you honestly just say that?
Now, one of the chief criticisms that Gamergate's had is with how it's been covered in the media.
One of the chief criticisms Gamergate has had is how other people, in this case, the progressive media, is covering it. Do you really have such contempt for your audience to think that they are such fucking half-wits that they're like, yeah, Gamergate should have made the media cover it better? Gamergate is not in control of the media. The people who are against Gamergate are the fucking media.
And how it's been criticized, and I know that you've been writing a lot about Gamergate.
Case in fucking point.
Do you think there's any legitimacy to the movement? Is there any sort of kernel of a real fight to what they're saying?
I mean, is there legitimacy to there being a corrupt video game journalism, I guess you can say, form of video game journalism, I guess you can say? Yes.
Brilliant, thanks, Matt. I'm glad we can both agree that the video game press is corrupt. Must be something to do with all that, air quotes, collusion that you're so busy trying to downplay.
But Gamergate never started out like that.
Really? Tell me how the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand was the cause of World War I and not simply the trigger for it.
Its very roots, the core of Gamergate, where it all began, has to do with Zoe Quinn's disgruntled ex-boyfriend,
writing a horrible, terrible long post, making up accusations about her, and just going in and attacking, coming from that personal standpoint.
I couldn't have done a better job of making that sound more analogous.
There's just no way you can turn a movement where it was rooted in that into something that can do any good.
If that wasn't a deliberate mischaracterization, I might be inclined to agree with you.
Matt, you recently wrote an article called Vultures Circle Gamergate. Tell me about that.
Oh, this will be good.
Basically, what happened was Gamergate became big. I mean, all these sorts of different media outlets started talking about it. I mean, MSNBC, Deadspin wrote this great article about how it's the new culture wars, Gawker, The Verge, list goes on.
Yeah, it does seem to be a culture war, declared by the media, on gamers. But if there's one war that gamers have been training their whole lives for, it's a digital war fought online. I think you need to go and read a bit of Sun Tzu, Gaming Media Press, because you have no idea who you have declared war on.
And when you have so many of these different media outlets talking about Gamergate, obviously, who's going to jump in? Grifters, people who want to take advantage.
Are you talking about the people who are defending Gamergate from people like you? Don't go full Macintosh, Binder. You're on the side that wants gamers dead, that wants them over, that wants the gamer identity to go away. You fucking idiot.
And being that Gamergate's rooted in this anti-progressive, anti-feminist, anti-social justice warrior train of thought.
You mean normal people. But yeah, you guys have literally set yourself against so many different groups of people that they have now all come together to fight you because you people are venomous.
Who jumps in? Right-wingers. You have people like Adam Baldwin, Milo Yiannopoulos.
Matt, you raging fucking bigot. Being right-wing doesn't automatically make them bad. Honestly, Matt, you're sounding like some kind of homophobe.
And this recent guy, Mike Cernovich, who's basically this bodybuilding lawyer from California.
Yeah, that's pathetic. If only he was someone impressive, like the host of an internet propaganda show.
Who tried to jump in as an anti-bullying crusader who was trying to defend Gamergate.
Yeah, jump in as an anti-bullying crusader because Sam Biddle of Gawker Media specifically requested that we bring back bullying. Look at these fucking fruitcakes. These people are propagandists. They're naked propagandists. They literally leave out half the story to make it sound like their side of the story is true, and they think it's so right to do this that this is a fucking laugh to them.
And I looked into his history on the internet.
I want to ask you about what you do.
Oh, don't worry. I've already looked at what Matt Binder does, and he is divorced from reality.
Literally, just maybe 100 and such years ago, that women were still viewed as chattel.
Because I know a little bit about it.
Brilliant research from MSNBC there. It's almost on par with the Young Turks.
You do something called public shaming.
I wonder if he's the only one. But go on, Matt, tell me how you cherry-pick from people's Twitter feeds to construct the narrative that you want to construct.
Yes.
And you go through people's online histories and then you sort of retweet or cull the elements that might be unsavory.
Did you think I was joking? Cherry picking is the act of pointing to individual cases or data that seem to confirm a particular position, while ignoring a significant portion of related cases or data that may contradict the position. This fallacy is a major problem in public debate. And somehow Matt has made it his fucking job.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So basically what should bother the Gamergate audience is this guy, Mike, who goes online as Play Dangerously. Literally August 28th, he talked about how anyone who cares about gaming journalism is a big baby and should grow up.
Duly noted. But on August the 28th, gamers were a little bit preoccupied with the gaming press telling them that they no longer existed.
I mean, this is their hero. Did they know about this? Probably not.
Well, we know now, and I, for one, don't care. I imagine that was probably the first he heard of it and was just like, well, that sounds petty. Because out of context, it does.
He also went on to say, right before Gamergate began, that he loves how sci-fi and comics and geek culture is basically pushing away their target demographic.
Which they absolutely have been doing. Come on, Rockstar, we're all waiting for you. Fuck these people, they're a bunch of bigots.
You know, because of people like Anita Sarkeesian who would like to see games and other things made for more than just a white male teen audience.
See what I mean? They're full of shit. Everyone knows that gaming and Gamergate is not the domain of young white men, which is why hashtag NotYourShield even exists.
He's waiting for this to fully form so he can jump on and take advantage of it. I mean, this is their hero, but that's not all.
I don't believe that it is all. I bet you have more character assassination and projection. I mean, you weren't around in the beginning of Gamergate, Matt. It's taken at least a month before you've even started to chime in, almost like you're doing it for your own personal aggrandizement on MSNBC.
This guy's a manosphere, men's rights blogger.
Matt, I don't care about your bigotry. I don't think that people who blog or write in the manosphere are automatically bad people. Why do you think that? Have you done a gender studies course or something?
Who basically goes on and talks about how it's not rape if the participant is willing.
You fucking what, mate?
Who basically goes on and talks about how it's not rape if the participant is willing.
Fucking hell, Matt. You have gone full fucking Macintosh. It's not rape if the participants are willing, Matt. If you think that it is, you're saying that all sex is rape. You freak! Jesus! You are a fucking lunatic.
He said something like, why should men's rights activists care about feminists? Because feminists do nothing for our issues.
I'm neither a feminist nor an MRA. But judging how feminists treat MRAs, I would say they're completely justified in that position. You guys should be best friends. And the reason you're not is because feminism is a supremacist hate movement. Which is why Emma Watson was in front of the UN the other day saying, I don't know why, but everyone thinks feminism's about man-hating.
So until then, I don't care about rape or breast cancer.
The feminists have those issues covered, you imbecile.
This is the guy that they're holding up as their anti-bullying Gamergate hero.
Yeah, because he's anti-bullying and pro-Gamergate, unlike the anti-Gamergate progressives. You fucking idiots. There is literally no depths to which you won't stoop in your quest to become the world's biggest fucking moron. I honestly don't know why you look so proud of yourself. You don't know how fucking stupid you are, Matt. You really don't.
Now, you interviewed game developer Brianna Wu.
Yet another red flag.
Also, yes. Tell me about that.
I spoke with her, and she still can't tell me where she's living.
Because if she did, her lies might all come unraveled.
She's not able to give her location out.
Well, I, like the rest of Gamergate, should be contacting the FBI then, shouldn't I? I want those people caught so Brianna Wu can go home and be stupid there.
Basically, she's had enough, and she's not going to stop talking about it till something's done.
Matt, you fucking mongoloid, that's retarded.
And I mean, I really applaud the three women who come out and let this be known.
How much exactly did you get for your soul?
Anita Sarkeesian, Zoe Quinn, Brianna Wu. There are more. It's not just those three women. It's just those three who said, you know what, I've had enough.
I could be making way more money than I am. I need to practice being a professional victim. Normal people want to put bad events behind them. Professional victims want to profit from them.
And I'm going to speak out regardless of how many more death threats come in, regardless of how many times I'm harassed online.
To normal people, that means being disagreed with.
And I can't respect them enough. And the funny thing is, just to add to what Lee said about Anita Sarkeesian, you know, they want, their PR spin is that they care about journalism and gaming and integrity in that journalism. But Anita Sarkeesian should be their shining star on top of that mountain. She is making videos, critiquing video games, completely funded by her listeners and her viewers.
Oh my god, Matt, that's so dumb. That's so dumb. That's just... Listen, if an ideological group raises a bunch of money and then starts producing videos that are literally pure propaganda, full of lies, to promote its agenda. That's not fucking journalism in any way. Matt, I'm just shocked that anyone would say such a thing. You have just legitimized Nazi and communist propaganda.
She is no boss. She is speaking her raw, unfiltered opinion.
Bollocks. Everything Anita says is written by Jonathan McIntosh, a man famous for posting such insane and frankly howling at the moon crazy things on Twitter that he has actually spawned hashtag full Macintosh to signify the point when someone has left reality behind and is now off on their own ideological journey into the fucking stars.
There is no one telling her you can't say this. There is no advertisers who say this game company gives us money. You can't talk badly about their game. What you're getting from her is her opinion.
Then I will be free to dismiss it as such.
That is what they should want.
Honestly, Matt, I'm not really in the habit of taking advice from escaped mental patients, so I don't give a fuck what you think I should want. I do not care what Anita Sarkeesian's subjective, misinformed, bigoted, and ideologically controlled opinion is.
An opinion where advertisers and bosses and anyone else who's in the gaming Illuminati can't stop her from doing.
Matt, try and remember what fucking side you're on. You are the one supporting the feminist Illuminati, you fucking idiot.
Great stuff, Matt. Thank you.
Which tells me everything I need to know about you.
Eric, to bring you in a little bit, can you tell me where this parallels with other social movements? Does this remind you of any other kind of movements happening in the U.S. right now?
I would say this seems to be the most virulent trolling. I mean, trolling, we were talking about before, is almost too weak a word for what these women are experiencing. But I think that there are certainly a lot of parallels in other worlds. The Tea Party, frankly, which mobilized around a similar feeling of being victimized, mostly white men who are arguably the most, and in many ways, the most privileged people in our society, mobilizing around this idea that there's a grand conspiracy against them to either take away ground from what they have or to continue to oppress them, and that somehow those people who are the most targeting them, the people who are their enemies, just happen to be the most vulnerable members of our society. I mean, Matt mentioned these three women, they are not the heads of billion-dollar corporations. They are not people who held a great amount of power from some external source. So the fact that if they're on this crusade for ethics, that they're targeting three independent women who have just expressed their opinion, I think really shows that we're kind of in this, we're through the looking glass here.
We are indeed through the looking glass. These people are insane. And they're trying to take over. They have declared that we're in a culture war. They are going to cherry pick all of the information they need, support their narrative, and demonize anyone against them. No one in Gamergate is the owner of a fucking AAA company. Because at the moment, the AAA companies are terrified by these people in the media. They are propagandists. They are feminist ideologues, and they go on Marxist philosophies from academia. AAA industry. They are the emperor with no clothes. All it takes is for all of you to turn around and say, we don't care what you think, we are gamers too, and the only power they wield vanishes in an instant.